Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
944 texting in. We're talking about the tush push.
Yeah.
Says people are against it because they can't stop it and they don't know how to do it.
But any team can try it. You know, like any team.
It's a play. Yeah, it is a play. I don't understand what
just because the Eagles are the best at it. Now that's something else.
There it is.
If you want to argue that, but
there it is.
Open to anyone.
And there it is.
They voted on it and all the things. I mean, just because you can't perfect it like the Eagles, and that
right.
you know.
Yeah.
You know.
585 says, my 4-year-old knows the whole song and dance. It's crazy. K-pop Demon Hunters.
Yeah. I know. Bill, we might have to start playing it.
What, K-pop Demon Hunters?
Yes.
Is it a thing?
It's a thing.
Okay. I have to look into that.
It's a thing.
Are they playing it on radio?
That, on this one. On this one.
Right.
We're not like everybody else.
I know.
We usually get on stuff before anybody else.
We
you
do.
Know, and
we
people
do.
Try to copy what we do.
You're so right.
You better look into it. I'm
you
telling
are correct.
You. I'm telling you.
Hey, we're live, Bill and Jessica Show TV, up on our Power TikTok. Watch us live here in the studio at Power 101.7 FM. We have 2020 correspondent Stephanie Ramos standing by. She's gonna be talking about 2020 back on Friday. Started this past Friday, all new episodes, 9 p.m. on ABC and streaming on Hulu. All right, so we'll talk to her in a sec. This weekend, Jess, we have the festival.
We do.
The festival.
Yes.
Every year, us here at The Voice Radio and Power, we put on the Hispanic Festival, downtown Georgetown.
One of our P1 listeners wrote their Facebook status yesterday and said they're going to be there. Who's tagging along with me? Who wants to eat tacos galore?
The biggest taco fest ever.
Yes, authentic tacos.
It is.
Yeah. So, I mean, we look forward to this every single year, and we're going to be out there. It's the 2025 Hispanic Festival, downtown Georgetown, right on Ray Street, Sunday, September the 21st. It is the biggest taco fest right here on Delmarva. So come on out and celebrate the Latin American culture, traditions, dances, music, arts, lots of food, of course, kids entertainment from Enchanted Magical Moments, Bluey, Spider-Man, Blippi, and more. If you need any information at all, just go online to HispanicFest.org and just come out there on Sunday. Hang
yes.
with us.
Yes, tacos this weekend, this Sunday.
Yep.
It's going to be good. Yeah, going to be good. It's 7:10. Stephanie Ramos, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
It's Bill and Jessica, Power 101.7. How are you?
Hi.
Power 101.7. Hi, I'm doing well.
Thank you so much.
So nice to chat with you guys. Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you so much for checking in. We appreciate it. 2020 back this season. It's huge. All new episodes this fall. And, you know, you're a big part of that. I grew up, you know, as a young kid. My grandma used to watch 2020. My mom, then now me. I mean, everybody tunes into 2020 to find out what the scoop is, what's going on, the lowdown of like our favorite crazy crime stories or stories that's going on, like more detail.
Right.
What can viewers expect for this new season still going strong in 2025?
Yeah, well, thanks so much for being an avid viewer of 2020. That means a lot. But, I mean, as you know, this show has been around for so long. They have such a brilliant team, and I am just thrilled to be a part of this episode. It's a story that's full of twists and turns, and it's really brilliant how it was able to come together. So in 2001, the murder of a wife and mother really rocked a suburban community outside Washington, D.C. The case actually just recently wrapped up in court, but it took more than 2 decades to solve. I mean, a really long time. And at this point, many family members are thinking, will they ever know the truth? Will they ever know what happened to their loved one? But the biggest twist of all came when investigators uncovered the killer's close and unexpected connection to the victim. So we unravel all of that. We've been working on this for months. We've interviewed family members, friends, you name it. It is a a full piece that will really keep you on the edge of your seat.
Oh, cannot wait.
Sounds like it.
I mean, 2020, the new episodes air every Friday night, 9 o'clock on ABC. And you know, you guys have been like the staple of investigative journalism for decades. What do you think keeps the audiences so connected? What has kept me there? What has kept me there?
Well, it's just these really interesting stories. I mean, this one, for instance, I mean, this woman, a mom, just was getting ready for work one day. And then this was in 2001 and unfortunately lost her life at the hands of this killer. Mm. And it went unsolved for so many years. So the way that we're able to follow this story and find these characters and individuals that play such a crucial part of the story, I think that's what keeps viewers coming back, just these new ways of storytelling. I mean, with this episode, you'll hear all about the sting operation authorities conducted, pulling an unsuspecting Eugene Gligor, that's the name of the suspect, off an airport security line to obtain his DNA. And you really can't believe this connection that he has to the victim's daughter. So being able to kind of reach out and really tell a full story, there we don't leave any rock unturned. I think that's what keeps viewers coming back, knowing that we give you every single detail to the story.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Again, Stephanie Ramos from 2020, new season every Friday night on ABC. What's one of your favorites, or what's a big story that you covered throughout this upcoming season? Are all of them in the can already? Or are you still working on, some things coming up?
There are so many that are still being worked on. Yeah, there are so many that are still being worked on. This is actually my first episode that I'm what we call fronting, that I've been the sole correspondent on.
Okay.
I've contributed to other 2020 pieces about 5-6 years ago, but this is actually my first one where I've gotten together with the team and worked on this 2-hour episode. So, really excited about it. Really excited for everybody to see it. But there are so many other stories in the works. It's going to be a wonderful season, hosted by, of course, David Muir and Deborah Roberts.
How do you guys decide what stories deserve the full 2020 treatment? there's so many out there.
Yes, there are so many out there. I think the stories that really catch our attention are the ones that really kind of just are unexpected. One, I mean, like this story, for instance, shocked an entire community, but then went unsolved for so many years. But there's justice at the end. And I think those stories where you see it come full circle, where you see that there is some sort of resolve, those are some of the stories that we enjoy telling. Also, the stories that have just a lot of different factors play into it. We can kind of lead you in one direction where you may think, oh, it's the husband. The husband did it. It has to be him. And then all of a sudden, you are turned into it in a different direction where it's just the complete an unsuspecting individual. So it's just those stories that are complex but really keep you guessing the entire episode. And then in the end, you've got that relief with everybody else that there is some sort of resolution.
Now, in an era of streaming and Netflix and all that, and short form content, what do you think the long form investigative shows like 2020, why are they still so important?
I think that they are so important because we have more time to tell the story, right?
Yeah.
I'm a national correspondent here at ABC News, so I cover a lot of day-to-day news on Good Morning America, GMA3, World News Tonight with David Muir, Nightline as well. But with 2020, you have the time to really dig in and tell this story. There isn't that 1-minute deadline, or the 45 seconds that I have to tell a story sometimes. This is where you can really dive in and really spend some time with the individuals that have been affected by this story. For instance, in this episode, I sit down with Lauren Preer. She's the daughter of the victim. And we spoke at length, 3-4 hours, just about everything. And that's really what you get with these 2020 pieces. You get meaty conversations with everybody involved. And I think 2020 has been on for so long and has so much life is because of that, because we have the time to tell a good story. And now, being that we're on Hulu, You can watch it at any time.
So yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, I was going to say,
I know that's helped. I mean, true crime is, like, number one all across the board on you know, all these platforms. Everybody loves true crime. And, you know, in 2025, you know, watching on Hulu, you can binge watch. You know, you go back and you look for the different stories you want to see. And, you know, there you are. So that's great. That's great. Congratulations on all that, because I know that'll attract a lot of new viewers and all that. Speaking of new viewers, for younger audiences, you know, discovering 2020 for the first time, what do you want them to take away from the show? Because I mean, this show has been very important to a lot of people's lives over the years, but for like that younger audience you're still trying to attract, specifically on the Hulu, like, you know, what are some things you're hoping they take away from the show?
Well, definitely want them to take away a good story. You know, I mean, you hear of crimes taking place all over the country, and we select stories that will teach you something. Will also bring you into someone's family, how they've been affected. And in speaking with viewers, a lot of them will tell me, I mean, it kind of tells me what to look out for in my own neighborhood. Like, this could happen anywhere, and you just never guess it. You would never think it. When I went to Chevy Chase, Maryland, where this murder took place, there were so many neighbors that we spoke with that said that were actually living in that area in 2001, and they said they would have never expected this to happen in their neighborhood, mm-hmm. but learned from it, learned, you know, what to look out for, and we're just more alert. So I think when viewers tune in, not only are they getting a good story, but they get an experience as well, just knowing what's happened in this neighborhood and what to look out for, and it just kind of transports them to 2001 when this happened, but also fast forward to today and seeing how the system worked in this particular case.
2020 correspondent Stephanie Ramos, again, 2020 back every Friday night. All new episodes this fall, 9 o'clock on ABC, streaming on Hulu. Thank you so much for checking in. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Bill and Jessica. Really appreciate it.